They may wear costumes, but it isn't Halloween. They're real-life superheroes.
Me and Hit Girl were training every day. And there were more and more people joining us every night.
Colonel Stars and Stripes, reporting for duty.
And try to have fun. Otherwise, what's the point?
I am gonna make Kick-Ass pay for what he did to my dad.
Okay, here's the deal. While I wasn't a huge fan of the first Kick-Ass, I enjoyed the decadently violent R-rated send-up of superheroes. However, with the sequel, there's a lot less focus and quite a few mixed messages. Kick-Ass 2 follows a group of self-made teen superheroes as they try to juggle a normal life with their heroic duties when both the police and a new supervillain paints targets on their backs. Though true to the source material, Kick-Ass 2 falls into the traps of comic books, like too much narration and choppy storytelling. The violence is confusing, brutal and honest at one point, and goofy and silly at another. It felt like the filmmakers were trying to make an uncomfortable deconstruction of geek genre, but the studio demanded that they make a mainstream superhero movie. And no one won that battle. Kick-Ass 2 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.